Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, good evening. Happy Sunday and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. And Denise, the HR lady, she is on assignment this evening, so she won't be with us. Now, today is Sunday, March 8th, 2009, and we are broadcasting from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. It has been an absolutely perfect, beautiful day today. I believe the temperature was about 70, maybe 75 degrees, and all I can say is we deserve it. We earned it because if you all remember, which I'm sure a lot of you do remember because several of you called in last week and you teased us. Last week during this time, we had snow. Yes, we had snow. But this week, it is absolutely gorgeous. And I just trust that it's been a beautiful day wherever you are listening. Now, if you'd like to join the conversation this evening, we certainly welcome you. And you may do so by calling area code 347-324-3295. Once again, area code 347-324-3295. Or, of course, you may email us at info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, info@pagesetiquette, that's PAIGESETIQUETTE.com. Or you can join us in the chat room with your comments or questions. And you can certainly chime in if you have a question or comment regarding the topic tonight, which is etiquette in the theater, or if you have any other question. We always like to say on the show that we primarily have an open forum. So what that means is if you have a question or a comment on one particular topic and we may be discussing another topic, you still may feel free to contact us regarding whatever topic it is that you would like to discuss. And, of course, if you have topics in mind that you may want to hear us discuss in the future, we invite you to let us know about that as well. We love hearing from our listeners, whether it's either calling us or via email. Well, welcome again to our faithful listeners and a special welcome to our new listeners. Thank you so much for joining our What is Etiquette Anyway family. And, of course, for the benefit of the new listeners, and we know that this is a family show, so we have listeners of all ages. We always want to take a brief moment at the beginning of our show to just talk about the origin of etiquette. Of course, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? So we want to let you know exactly what it is. Now, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And aren't we always looking to do that? I know I am. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and then, therefore, these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Okay? Well, now for this evening's show, We're talking about etiquette or lack thereof in the theater, at the movies, a concert, a play. We want you to let us know the experiences you've encountered while attending some of these events. And I'm sure we all have some stories that we can tell that we have certainly experienced. Again, the number is area code 347-324-3295. Again, 347-324-3295. Now, what we're going to do, I think, why don't we go ahead and bring on our first caller for the evening. Extension 9226, hello.
Hi, Ms. Diamond, this is Avria.
Hi, Avria, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
You too.
And we are talking about etiquette in the theater or at a concert or a play or at the movies. And what would you like to talk to us about?
Well, I can tell you what's bad etiquette at a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like at Stonecrest. Oh, my gosh. Stonecrest is like one of the main places where there's always bad etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, you have Stonecrest is basically people yelling throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you, everybody's text messaging, and so you see this bright light while you, people try to watch the movie.
Oh, wow, the texting
like,
too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, texting does affect a movie. Some people just don't understand, but you know you're trying to watch the movie, and it's this bright light. Like, where's the light coming from while you're trying to watch the movie? So I pretty much know bad etiquette before I know good etiquette in the movie theater.
Sure, yeah, and that's, oftentimes people, they can probably tell you a few more of the things that are happening in the movie that should not be happening than those things that, you know, really are. And I guess now texting is such a huge, it's just a huge issue right now. And, yes, you are absolutely right. It is quite rude to text in the movies. And I'm sure, Avia, people probably think that, you know, since you're in the movies and you're not saying anything, you're just texting, it's like, well, it's not distracting. But that's not true, is it?
Right, because it's like this bright light. So it's very disturbing when there's a bright light right beside you or right in front of you while you're trying to watch the movie.
Right. Oh, my goodness. What else have you experienced? And have you seen some good movies lately?
Yelling throughout the movie, especially like the opening night of a Madea movie or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, the yelling outside of the movie, like really, that is really uncalled for.
Yelling, for example, what was going on?
Like, basically throughout the movie, like there's this part where the lady was getting married. It's one of the Madea movies and somebody was about to get married and somebody decides they want to yell, "That is so cute. Oh, my gosh, that is so cute. I'm going to cry. I'm getting all sensitive." Yelling throughout the movie. And I'm like, dude, can we watch the movie?
So it's just like he was at home watching it by himself and entertaining himself,
basically.
Huh?
Basically.
And that's usually an issue. I think we've even talked about that a little bit on one of our pet peeve shows, because that seems to be certainly a pet peeve of people, you know, the behavior in the movies. And you probably have many other stories you could probably share, huh?
Yes.
But I'm sure the texting is just, that's major nowadays. I mean, it's, you know, everybody is texting. But how can you, let me ask you this, how can you generally text, you know, and I guess texting has a lot to do with multitasking, correct?
Yes.
And, I mean, how is that done? So, I see especially teenagers doing this all the time. I mean, they can be talking to you and, I guess, reading and texting all at the same time.
Yes, I'm big on that, actually. I'm a big multitasker, so I can text and do whatever at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But, however, I do know the right time and the wrong time to text. But I don't know. I guess after a long time, period of time of you having a phone and texting on it, you just get used to it where you just don't have to look at what you're texting because you're talking to a person. Just you got to get used to it.
Okay. So it sounds like it takes a lot of practice, huh?
Basically.
Okay. And I guess if you do it constantly, you know, pretty much all day, then sure, you're going to be able to do it relatively quickly. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
But I'm glad you did mention one thing, as you said, that you know when to do it and when not to do it. And that's what we're talking about, you know, etiquette as far as, you know, the proper time, because there's a proper time and place for everything. Well, thank you so much for calling and giving us some good feedback. I'm sure we'll probably hear some more, because I am so sure that so many other people out there listen to what you said. I'm sure they're thinking, oh, yes, that's what I wanted to say. And as pulling the emails, we're definitely going to have some additional comments like that. Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing, and hopefully you'll continue to listen to the show.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and be sure and call us back at any time, all right?
Okay.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Wow, so that is a situation. Kind of forget about the texting, and usually if you're older, I mean, you probably don't think about it as much, but that's interesting in the theater. How about that? Okay, let's see if we can pick up our next caller, extension 6141. Hello. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway?
Hi, this is Jean. How you doing?
Hi, Jean. Fine. How are you?
Okay.
Well, welcome.
I'm not at a location where I can listen, so I just got in.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the topic is today.
Well, actually, we are talking about etiquette in the theater, concert, play, or in the movies. And we just had a young lady to call, and she was telling us a few things that she had experienced in the movie. And one, she had said that people texting, and not so much as just the texting, but seeing the white lights that are lit up in the movie, which is really something to think about. I hadn't really thought about that, but she said, yes, that's kind of one of her pet peeves, if you will, along with people just talking and commenting at the same time at the movie.
I can see why. That would be distracting.
Mm-hmm.
Very distracting if there are a whole lot of people texting.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what she was saying. She said, because, you know, when you open it up, you know, then you see it. Of course, it turns, the light comes on. So you're seeing these different white lights in areas.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a really great point. So certainly those people out there listening, please don't text. It's not really appropriate to text in the movie theaters. And she was saying that she knows how to, you know, to multitask as they generally do. A lot of the teenagers, especially, we were talking about how they, you know, can seem to be able to talk to, you know, have a conversation with you and then work on something and then text all at the same time. And I asked her, how were they able to do that? And she said that she could multitask and do that, but she knew when and where, you know, not to text. So, and that's, of course, a big point of our show this evening is, you know, making sure that you are following protocol or you're doing what you're supposed to. As it relates to attending concerts or movies or in a play.
Another place will be the classroom as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I thought they had pretty much most of the schools, I thought, had banned the cell phones from students, but I don't know. They seem to always have them or be able to capture pictures. So.
Yeah, they have them with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not supposed to use them, but I imagine that they do.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Well, we're going to bring on another caller as well. And
okay.
You're welcome to stay on with us if you'd like.
Okay.
Let's see, extension 1624. Hello, thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm well.
Great. And if you would, just tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name's Andrea, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, hi, Andrea. Welcome. You're one of our frequent callers, so glad to hear from you. And I do believe, I think you may have teased us a little bit last week about having snow. Is this the correct, Andrea?
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's right. Yes, it was snowy and cold on last week. But I don't know if you heard the introduction of the show when we were talking about the weather, but I think it's been like 70 or 75 degrees. What was what's the temperature there?
It was about 65.
Wow.
Yesterday. Today was raining, but
okay.
Yesterday it was very nice.
So that's a heat wave for you guys this time of the year, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, everybody, in case you missed the show last week, you guys out there listening, Andrea called in. She was the one that called in. We had some calls last week. They called in and teased us about having snow in Georgia last year, and we had snow, and of course Ohio did not, which something was wrong with that picture, go figure. But anyway, we've gotten over that now, and we're into a brand new, beautiful, sunny, hot week. So what would you like to chime in on? We're talking about etiquette or lack thereof in the theater or at the movies or at a concert or play. What would you like to...
Okay, well, I would like to talk about the lack thereof etiquette in the movies.
Mm-hmm,
you know, everyone, they go to see a show, and everyone doesn't appreciate it the same as someone else. So what I don't understand is if someone fell asleep with you and they're snoring, the people with them should have the etiquette to wake them up. But they usually don't. They just let them sit there and snore through the rest of the whole movie, and it's affecting everyone else around them. And I also have a problem with PDA, public displays of affection, excessively, especially if it's next to you or right in front of you. It can be distracting. You know, you don't want to do their business, but if you hear loud kissing or giggling, it becomes a nuisance.
Sure. That's a really good comment, and that's one that we don't normally hear of, even as a pet peeve, but that is a great comment for the simple fact there are some things that really, you know, private stuff should be done in private, you know, areas, and that is one of them. But you're absolutely right, you know, because I could see, you know, very easily sitting in a movie, and then while you're sitting in the movie, it's like you're watching an additional movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone is in front of you and all of that is going on. So yeah, that's a great comment. Very good. But the snoring, let's go talk about that for a minute. I don't mean to laugh, but I can remember it's been years ago when that happened to me. I actually saw someone that was kind of snoring. They were, you know, a few rows away, but I did see that, and I remember that. But I guess he was so far away, it wasn't extremely distracting, you know, for me, because he was, but people were kind of pointing a little bit and saying, wow, this guy is knocked out and that kind of thing. But that's a great comment that you made as well. If you are with someone and they do fall asleep, you know, whether they think the movie is boring or whatever, if they're really tired, and if they are snoring very loud, of course, they may not know it since they're sleeping, so it might be a good idea to possibly, you know, hunch them so that they can stop. Because, and usually you know it if people start turning around, and if you're with that person, it would be a good idea for you to kind of hunch them or shake them or touch them or just kind of say something that you probably don't realize it, but you are really snoring and people are watching you. And usually when that happens and you know, with that type of comment being made, normally people will say, oh, okay, well, you know, man, wake me up or something next time if I do that again or something like that. And as we always say on the What is Etiquette Anyway show, it's not necessarily so much what you say, but it's how you say it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to read an email here. It says, etiquette lady, the last time me and my boyfriend went to a play, we were a little late, and we had to stand up in the back until the second act. I thought we should have been able to get half of our money back because we only sat down for half the show. is it too late to ask for some of our money back? And this comes from Charlotte Myers in Gainesville, Georgia. Absolutely, Charlotte. Unfortunately, it is. It's too late. What happens is venues have different policies about tardiness. And, of course, some of them, you know, when coming in late, you distract others by walking in front of them. And not only that, sometimes not even just walking in front of them, sometimes people have to stand up in order to let you get by. So not only are you in the way, but, you know, other people on that particular row is also in the way for the simple fact that you're trying to get to or find your seat. Now, just in situations where the room is extra dark, of course, then you have the usher also has to walk along and kind of assist you. And then, of course, if they're not quite sure exactly where the seat is, then what's happening at that point is they're having to shine the flashlight and try to look at the different seat numbers or letters or whatever the case may be. So, you know, although things do happen and people, you know, do run late and are tardy, you definitely want to try to, if you can, try to get there on time or even a little early, okay? And unfortunately, again, Charlotte, no, you will not be able to request half of your money back because you stood up. Now, as I said, it varies, well, not the refund, because normally they don't give refunds back like that. But it varies from venue to venue. Some places you can go and you can come late and they'll still seat you. But there are other venues where, you know, they will tell you at curtain call, if everyone is not seated, then you will not be allowed to be seated after the intermission. Okay, and it's only fair to those persons who were there, you know, on time. So that is very, very important. And thank you so much for your email, Charlotte. We have another email as well, and that email comes from Delilah in Nashville. And this email reads, what do you say to someone who lets their baby cry for a long period while watching a movie? People kept saying, shush, but the baby kept crying and crying. Well, Delilah, unfortunately, you would think that it's just common sense that if you have a baby in a movie theater and the baby keeps crying, then you definitely want to get up and go take the baby out of the movies. Okay, that is so important. Now, many times when people, for whatever reason, cannot get a sitter and you would go ahead and just bring your baby to the movie, usually if you know that your baby is pretty much going to be quiet or, you know, they're fed and, you know, sleepy or whatever, it's okay. But if you just have to take your baby to the movie, the best thing for you to do is to sit in the very back. And you want to sit in the very back for the simple fact that if the baby starts crying and crying, you can make a quick and easy exit, and then you're not as distracting to other people because you certainly don't want to be sitting up front and then the baby's crying and crying. And oftentimes, let me tell you something, people will let their kids cry like that in fear of being embarrassed, having to get up and take them out. Well, it should be a little more embarrassing if you don't take your child out because then, you know, more people are going to start turning around looking at you. But if you just have to take your baby with you to the movie theater, please sit in the back for very easy and quick access, okay? Let's see here. I'm trying to see. We're getting quite a few emails here. Okay, here is another one. And Delilah, thank you for that email. Okay, this comes from Mark from Atlanta. The last time I went to the theater, I could hardly see because of the lady sitting in front of me had on a big hat. I had to look around her in order to see. I didn't really enjoy the show because I had to keep moving. What can I do if the same thing happens again? She was not quite clear on the etiquette protocol in the movie theater. It doesn't really say. The last time I went to the theater, okay, so I'm assuming that this was out in, it was actually in a theater situation, not at the movies. But a lot of times people don't realize that they are supposed to make sure they remove their hats or anything that blocks the view of someone behind them. It's just very good etiquette to be considerate in knowing that you will not be blocking anyone's view. Now, you said if that happens again, well, if it happens again, you don't have to, you know, move back and forth. Feel free to tap that person on the shoulder. And again, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Be sure to tap that person on the shoulder and just say, you know, ma'am, it's a little difficult for me to see because of your hat. If you don't mind taking that off, you know, that would be great so I can be able to see. And normally people will, you know, they will do that. They will go ahead and do that. So if that does happen again, which I hope it doesn't, feel free to just go right ahead and make sure that you say something to that person, and keeping in mind that it's not necessarily what you say, but it is more so of how you say it, okay? All right, and that comes from Mark from Atlanta. Mark, thank you so much for your email. Okay, we're getting a lot of emails, and you guys can feel free to call 347-324-3295. The last time I went to the movies, this is another email, lots of teens were there, and they kept talking through the entire movie. My mom got up and said something to them, and one boy cursed her out. Wow. She went to tell the movie usher, but he couldn't make them leave because by the time the usher came in, they were quiet. And this comes from Sabrina. Wow. These are kind of things that you hear about, but, you know, you hope you really don't experience. Let me say something, and not to pick on teenagers because they're not the only ones that do this, but make sure that, you know, even though if you're excited about the movie and you're excited about being there, seeing it with your friends, please remember to be courteous in the movie theaters and, you know, and not to talk through. I think one of our callers had said something about someone, the guy was just talking. He kept talking, you know, to the movie itself. So please do be very considerate of others around you. And I think, you know something, when at the beginning of the movie, they usually run a little message that says, please be quiet or be considerate, you know, or don't talk or something like that. But they do say something about being considerate of others and being quiet. And I do believe they run that. They have it generally when you walk in there and they're waiting to start the movie or the series of promos that they're playing. And then generally they will play it again, just before that feature film begins. So please, you guys, be considerate. And like I said, I'm not picking on the teenagers, but it seems to be, you know, a little more common than that. And also, she said that they cursed her out. Now, that is a whole nother level there. That's another etiquette blunder because that's being disrespectful of, you know, the parent. And so you definitely don't want to do that. Please be respectful. You know, we used to say, please, you know, be respectful of your elders, and you know, so kids, please do that, okay, and not swear and use profanity, because you really shouldn't be using that anyway, no matter what the situation is. Well, I can't believe we are out of time. Wow. I want to thank you all again for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And of course, we say each week to make sure that you initiate a an act of kindness, and make sure that you continue to be the best that you can be. Thanks again for listening. Take care. God bless. Good night.